China launched an unmanned probe to Mars on Thursday, aiming to complete orbiting, landing and roving in one mission. The probe blasted off on China's largest carrier rocket, the Long March 5, from the Wenchang Space Launch Center in the southern island province of Hainan. About 36 minutes later, the spacecraft, including an orbiter and a rover, was sent into the Earth-Mars transfer orbit. It is expected to reach Mars in February, where it will attempt to deploy a rover to explore the planet for 90 days. The probe carries several scientific instruments to observe the planet's atmosphere and surface. It marked the second flight to Mars this week after a United Arab Emirates orbiter blasted off on a rocket from Japan on Monday. And the United States is aiming to launch its Mars rover Perseverance next week. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin have both sent congratulatory letters to the dialogue meeting between the ruling parties of China and Russia, held via video link. In his letter, Xi Jinping says that since the outbreak of COVID-19, China and Russia have supported and helped each other and worked together to tide over the difficulties, giving new strategic connotations to bilateral cooperation. He says this fully demonstrated the profound friendship between the two peoples and reflected the high-level China-Russia relations in the new era. China says it is considering not recognizing British national overseas passports as valid travel documents, as the British side has already violated its commitments on the matter. The UK government on Wednesday issued a policy statement on the Hong Kong British national overseas visa, announcing that it will change the arrangements for BNO passport holders and extend their rights of residence. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says the British move violated international law and interfered in China's internal affairs. He asked that the Chinese side reserve the right to take further measures. Finnair resumed passenger flight services between Shanghai and Helsinki on Thursday. The airline says it plans to add flights amid the gradual lifting of travel restrictions and recovering travel demand. Passengers on flights to China are required to provide negative nucleic acid test results before boarding. California Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a new contract with China's BYD company to produce more N95 respirators and surgical masks. The new contract is worth $315 million. Newsom confirmed on Wednesday that hundreds of millions of masks have arrived as part of the original contract with BYD. The state now has the largest number of cases in the country, surpassing New York State. A statement from the Brazilian Communications Ministry says President Jair Bolsonaro has had another positive result for the novel coronavirus. It's his third positive result since he fell ill on July the 7th. But the statement also says that Bolsonaro is still in good condition and is now accompanied by his medical team.